From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Yesterday marked the fifth anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti that killed over 300,000 people. But the ripple effect of the tragedy spread far beyond the coast of the island. We sent Camila Kerwin to speak with Haitian Americans about how the memory of the disaster continues to affect their lives and strengthen their community.
Haitian Americans gathered on 62nd Street and North Miami Avenue to march for the victims of the 2010 earthquake.
We will not forget them.
Chia Amboise was working in Miami when he heard the news.
No, I didn't lose families, but I lost friends and I lost families of my friends, which were close to us.
But even those who were spared direct losses have undergone personal upheaval since the catastrophe. Here's Mireille Charles.
I've provided shelter. I'm still providing shelter for two children. They're now 17 and 14, and I've had them for the last 4 years. So, yes, I was affected also.
As we speak right now, we have hundreds of people on the street of Haiti.
The solidarity feels palpable as the group approaches the Little Haiti Cultural Center. People seat themselves for an evening of remembrance. Charles, for one, remembers the closeness she felt to other Haitians.
People found ties that they thought they didn't have to Haiti after the earthquake, which obviously helped solidify the Haitian-American community outside.
I'm Camila Kerwin in Miami.
The Broward County School Board is looking to overhaul some of its magnet schools. There's a proposal before the board today to take away the magnet status of two F-rated elementary schools and add three new magnet schools. The school board will review the proposal today, then vote on it in March. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.